Shalom to all. Today's office bomb mitzvah daf nur. We are starting about the third line with the words Yibaylahu. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Hernes Shama Shadav and Aliyah and Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Yontif Ben Rusher Anshul His Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. So before we start, let's review. The Mishnah brought a machlokes Rabban Reb Tarfon in two nekudas, 2 points. Number one, what's the price point of Ainah? The Rabban hold that it's a sixth, and Reb Tarfon holds that it's a third. Number two is how long does lekeach have to be chayzer? The Rabban hold bichdei shiyar latagar. He only has a amount of time it takes to show what he purchased to a tagar, which is a merchant, Kroivai, his relative, whereas Reb Tarfon holds he has all day. Now, another two important points. Although Reb Tarfon is more lenient on the merchants with his Aina price point, it's not very common for there to be such a discrepancy. A sixth is more common, and also the time period of Bichdei Shiar Latagar is significantly shorter than an entire day. Now, the Mishnah also tells us that the Tagrei Lod were originally very happy with Reb Tarfon's din that Aina is a shlish, but then when he clarified that the Lekeach has all day to come back to the Meicher, they went back to Shitas Rabbanon. And in the course of the discussion in the Gemara, we're going to try to figure out why it was good for these Tagrei Lod to originally hold a Reb Tarfon, and what changed that all of a sudden the pros outweighed the cons and they went back to Shitas Rabbanon. So we begin Yibaylahu to ask the following question: Pachas Mishtos LeRabbanon LaAlter Hav Mechila Ay Bechdei Shiar LaTagar LeKroivai. When we're dealing with a mischarge of less than a sixth in Shitas Rabbanon, do we say that there's Mechila right away? Meaning the moment it's discovered that there was a mischarge of less than a sixth, automatically we say there's Mechila and there's nothing to talk about? Or do we say there's only Mechila if the amount of time of Bechdei Shiar passes? In other words, there is an automatic Mechila, and if the person realizes within the amount of time of Bechdei Shiar that there was a mischarge of a sixth, he could demand that money back. And Vimtim Salemer, if you would suggest that Bechdei Shiar LaTagar LeKroivai Ma'eka Bein Shtos LePachas Mishtos, if you're going to say that even when there's less than a shtos, we still have this amount of time of Bechdei Shiara in order to complain about that there was a mischarge, well then what's the difference between when the mischarge is exactly a sixth or less than a sixth? That means that in both of them, we have this time period of Bechdei Shiara. And that's not an issue, says the Gemara, because Ika, there is a difference. De'ilu shtos yadeh al yayna. If the mischarge was exactly a sixth, it was ayna, ratza chayzer, ratza kainu machzer ayna. If he wants, he could be chayzer from an entire sale, meaning like kech to demand, the whole sale is voided, or if he wants, the sale could be valid and he just gets a sixth back that he was overcharged. Vilu pachas mishtos, but if it's less than a shtos, kanu machzer ayna. We would say there's only one option. The sale is 100% valid and just the ayna has to be returned. And so, Mai, what's the halach over here? Again, when the ayna is less than a sixth, do we say that there's a mechila right away, or does he have the time period of Bechdei Shiara? So, Tashmai and attempted to write for our Mishnah, chazal de rechamim, they went back to go like the chamim, meaning the Tagrei Lod left Shitas Reb Tarfon and went back to the chamim. So, Savrua, the chamim based medrash, figured that pachas mishlesh Reb Tarfon, kapachas mishtos Rabbanon dami, a mischarge of less than a third, according to Reb Tarfon, is the same exact thing as a mischarge of less than a sixth, according to Rabbanon. So, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, pachas mishtos Rabbanon, Bechdei Shiara Tagrei Lod Kroivai. If you want to say that according to Rabbanon, even when there's a mischarge of less than a sixth, which is what we're discussing over here, the person still has this time period of Bechdei Shiara to come back, Ula Reb Tarfon Kol Hayom, and Reb Tarfon holds that he has all day, because that's what Reb Tarfon said in the Mishnah, Mishum HaChazru, that would be understandable why the Tagrei Lod went back to Shitas Rabbanon in the Mishnah, because it's not worthwhile for these merchants to give the buyer the entire day to come back and complain about this mischarge of less than a third. They would rather him only have Bechdei Shiara. Eliyam Pachas Mishtos Rabbanon Alter Hav Mechila, but if you want to say that a mischarge of less than a sixth according to Rabbanon, there's Mechila right away, and that would mean no Beza on top, Reb Tarfon Nami, by Reb Tarfon as well, when the mischarge is less than a third, La'alter Hav Mechila, there's Mechila right away as well. Amai Chazru, why do they flip back and go to Shitas Chachamim? But Reb Tarfon Ichol Hu Tfei, it's better for them to be like Reb Tarfon. Demai de Rabbanon Kamashu Luhu Aina, because an amount that the Rabbanon in the Mishnah call Aina, which is a sixth, or more than a sixth, Reb Tarfon Hav Mechila. According to Reb Tarfon, that's 100% Mechila. In other words, if we're going to say La'alter Hav Mechila, that means when we have a situation that the mischarge is in between a sixth and a third, according to the Rabbanon, that's 100% Aina, whereas according to Reb Tarfon, that's automatic Mechila. And so why would the Tagrei Lod leave Shitas Reb Tarfon and go back to Shitas Chacham because of this? It must be like original suggestion that when there's a mischarge of less than a sixth in Shitas Rabbanon, it's Bechdei Shiyara, and in Shitas Reb Tarfon, it's Kol Hayom, and that's why they left Shitas Reb Tarfon and they went to the Rabbanon. Harry Gmor says it's not necessarily true, because Mi Savris Pachas Mishlosh Reb Tarfon Kepachas Mishtos Rabbanon Dami? Do you really think, meaning is it really true, that less than a third in Reb Tarfon is the same thing as less than a sixth in the Rabbanon? That's what we started out assuming. But who says that's true? Lai, it's actually not so. Mishtos Va'ad Shlosh Reb Tarfon Kishtos Atzma L'Rabbanon Dami. A mischarge of anywhere between a sixth and a third in Shitas Reb Tarfon is the same thing as a mischarge of exactly a sixth in Shitas Rabbanon. And so now we can actually suggest that L'Alter Hav Mechila. But that's only for less than a sixth, even according to Reb Tarfon. And therefore, it makes sense that the Tagrei Lod went back to Shitas Rabbanon. Because as we said, a mischarge of more than a sixth is uncommon. So yes, if that was indeed the case, the Rabbanon would say Bitul Mekach. However, since it's more likely that the mischarge will be a sixth, it's better to go with the Rabbanon that capped Lekech's ability to be Chayzer at Bechdei Shiara, because Reb Tarfon gives Lekech all day to be Chayzer. In other words, what we're holding right now, Reb Tarfon provides benefit to the seller that if the mischarge is between a sixth and a third, there isn't necessarily Bitul Mekach, but the downside is that Lekech has all day to come back. Now, we do have a downside in the Rabbanon, is that more than a sixth is Bitul Mekach, but they provide benefit. it, because when the mischarge is exactly a sixth, the loikach is significantly limited in his time that he could be chayzer, and it's unlikely for the mischarge to be more than a sixth. And the Tagre Leod made a cheshbin that the pros of the Rabbanon outweigh those of Reb Tarfin, and that's why they went back to the Rabbanon. Bottom line is, in regards to our question, we could still say that Pachas Mishtos is Mechila right away. However, the Gemara asks, Yahachi, if that's really so, but my Samchu Meikara, why were they happy originally, meaning why did they originally go with Shitas Reb Tarfin? It must be that Tifshay, we could explain from here, the Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanon L'Olam Chayzer. In which the situation of Bittel Mekach according to Rabbanon, meaning the mischarge is more than a six, they're always able to go back, and there's no time limit. To Kivan to Amalu Reb Tarfin, Havayna, it was once Reb Tarfin told the Tagri Lud that if it's more than a six, don't worry, that's only a no. That's not Bittel Mekach, Samchu, so they're very happy to hear that. However, Ki Amalu Kalayim, once Reb Tarfin then clarified for them that even though it's just a no, they still have the entire day to go back, Chazru, so they flip back to go to Shitas Rabbanon, because even though when we're dealing with a mischarge of more than a sixth, in the Rabbanon that's Bittel Mekach, and they're always able to be Chayzer, whereas according to Reb Tarfin that's only a no, and they're only able to be Chayzer the whole day, right now we're understanding that there isn't really so much of a difference between having the entire day to go back and always being able to go back. And so we can understand why they were happy and why they went back to Rabbanon. Because if you want to say that when we're dealing with the case of Bittel Mekach, which again is a mischarge of more than a sixth, according to Rabbanon, they only have Chdeshiare b'may samchu. So why were they happy originally to go to Reb Tarfin? So again, it must be that when we're dealing with the case of Bittel Mekach and the Rabbanon, it's the Olam Chayzer, and that's why they originally liked Reb Tarfin. Everything more says is also not a raya. We could actually say that when it's a case of Bittel Mekach, when it's more than a shtos, according to Rabbanon, they only have Chdeshiare. But still, they originally were happy to go like Reb Tarfin. And why is that? Because samchu b'shtos atzma. They were happy in regards to the situation when the mischarge was exactly a sixth. The Reb Tarfin Mechila, or Rabbanon, I know. According to Reb Tarfin, that situation is automatic Mechila, because it's exactly a sixth. Whereas according to Rabbanon, that's a case of I know. And therefore, originally they were happy to go like Shitas Reb Tarfin. However, the moment Reb Tarfin told them that when it's a mischarge of more than a sixth, the person has an entire day to go back, and they realize that it's not worthwhile for them, and it's better to go like the Rabbanon, where we only have a Chdeshi Yasu, and not an entire day. Now we have a similar question. Ibailu, they asked the following, Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanon. What about when we're dealing with the case of Bittel Mekach, more than a sixth, in Shitas Rabbanon, La'olam Chayzer? Are they always able to be Chayzer? Or maybe they only have Bechdeshi Yara to go back? And this is very similar to the question that we started out with. And Mim Tim Salim, if you want to suggest that Bechdeshi Yara L'Tagra L'Kraivai, that they only have Bechdeshi Yara, well then Ma Ikka Bein Shtos L'Yasar Shtos, what's the difference between a mischarge of exactly a sixth or more than a sixth? I'll tell you that Ikka, there is a difference, and there's no problem. De'ilu Shtos, Mishin Es Ana Chayzer, when we're dealing with a mischarge of exactly a sixth, only the one who was mischarged, he's allowed to go back. So if it's Lekach, he's allowed to be Chayzer, and the Meicher is not allowed to be Chayzer. Vilu Yasar Shtos, but if the mischarge was more than a sixth, Shneim Chayzerim, both of them are allowed to go back, even the one who wasn't mischarged. And so there still would be a difference. And again, we conclude this question with Mai, what is the halacha? Again, when we're dealing with a mischarge of more than a sixth, do we say that there's Bittel Mekach L'Olam, and we could always be Chayzer on this, even a week later or a month later? Or is it only B'Chdeshi Yareh? And so once again, we attempt to ride from the same case of our Mishnah, Tashma, we had said in our Mishnah, Chazul Debra Chachamim, that the Tagri Lud, after they heard what Reb Tarfin said, they went back to Shitas Chachamim. So we have Reb Shlema, Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanon, Chdeshiar L'Tagri L'Kraivai. If you want to say that we're dealing with the case of Bittel Mekach, again, which is a mischarge of more than a sixth, in Shitas Rabbanon, they only have Chdeshiare, Unul Reb Tarfin Kol Ayoyim, according to Reb Tarfin, they have all day, Mishamachi Chazru. So we can understand why they went back to Shitas Rabbanon, because Shitas Rabbanon severely limits the time of Chazara. Eliyam Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanon, La'ilam Chazar. But if you want to say that Bittel Mekach and the Rabbanon, they could always be Chayzer Amai Chazru, so why they go back to go like Shitas Rabbanon? But Reb Tarfin Nichaluhu Tfei, it's much better to go like Shitas Reb Tarfin. Because he only gives the entire day to be Chayzer and not more than that. Now this is the opposite that we understood previously, because previously we had said that there's really no difference if a person always has the ability to be Chayzer or if he has the entire day, but now we're saying that there actually is a difference. And we're suggesting that Reb Tarfin is actually better. Reb Tarfin says that they only have all day to go back, whereas according to Rabbanon, they have L'Olam to go back. So why would they be Chayzer to go like the Rabbanon? It seems to be better like Reb Tarfin. It must be the reason they went back to Shitas Rabbanon is because they hold that when there's Bittel Mekach, when it's more than a sixth, they only have Bechdeshi Yare to be Chayzer and not La'olam, seemingly an answer to our question. However, the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Bittel Mekach L'Shchiach. A case of Bittel Mekach is not common. So it's actually possible to say that in Shitas Rabbanon, when it's a case of Bittel Mekach, the mischarge was more than a sixth, actually they could be Chayzer La'olam. However, that's a very uncommon case, and it's much more common to have a situation of just regular Aina, and it's better to go like the Rabbanon's Shita in regular Aina than Reb Tarfin, because Reb Tarfin Tarfin gives them the entire day to be chayzer, whereas Rabbanon, in regular Aina, hold that they're only allowed to be chayzer b'chadei sheyasu. So Nesli have a raya from here. Now Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Pachas mishtos, nikna mekach. If the mischarge is less than a sixth, so then the sale is 100% valid, and there's mechila on that mischarge. Yisrael shtos, if the mischarge is more than a sixth, bitol mekach, so there's bitol mekach, whereas shtos, if the mischarge is exactly a sixth, so kana umachzer Aina. The sale is valid, but the Aina, the mischarge, has to be returned. Vizeh vizeh, in these last two situations that we're talking about, meaning when the mischarge is more than a sixth or exactly a sixth, it's b'chdei shiara l'tagra l'kroivoy. There's a time cap of when we could say this. It's only the amount of time b'chdei shiara. Now, tani kavasu d'rav, we have a b'raisa just like Rava. The b'raisa says, I know, pachas mishtos, nikna mekach. If there's a mischarge of less than a sixth, so then the sale is 100% valid and there's mechila on that amount of money. Yasral shtos, if the mischarge is more than a sixth, batol mekach, so the sale could be voided. Whereas shtos, if the mischarge is exactly a sixth, kana umachzer Aina, the sale is valid, and the Aina just has to be returned. Divrei Rav Nosson, that's Rav Nosson's opinion. So clearly, Rav is just like Rav Nosson. Whereas Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Amar Rav Yehuda Hanasi says that Yad Mechal Yaina, the seller has the upper hand. That's if he was underpaid. Right, so Amar Loi, if he wants to tell him, tell me Mechri, give me back the thing that I sold you, I want to void the sale. Oi, tell me Masha Nisani, or give me back that which I was underpaid, meaning make up the difference to the real amount that should have been paid. Both of these cases of exactly a sixth or more than a sixth have a time cap of Bechdei Shiara, but if they waited more than the amount of time for the Shiara, so then they lose out on their ability to be able to demand their money back. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.